So our listener Blake doesn't want to get burned by the same fire twice. Let's dive into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yo, Ben and Kelly. First of all,
yo, Ben and Kelly.
Since moving to Louisville a couple years ago, can't get enough of your show. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Think I can get on your short list for group therapy?
Here we are.
I'm 28. Earlier this year, I got absolutely rocked. Dated this woman for about a year, really thought she was my person. Then in February, she ended things to get back together with a guy she dated before me.
Oof.
Not only did that hurt, but she also told me she didn't want to see me ever again.
Yikes.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And to make things worse, they got engaged within a month. I tried to do the whole heal, unfollow, pretend I'm fine routine.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, the engagement's suddenly off. A few days ago, she reaches out, said she misses me, asked if we can meet up. I agree. Thinking this is a very chill, very platonic, very we're just two adults eating mozzarella sticks situation at Applebee's. Okay. Except it didn't feel friendly.
Oh.
She held my hand. The vibe was absolutely not just catching up. It felt like a date. And if I'm being honest, I got a little confused.
Sure.
I don't want to be the guy that gets burned twice by the same fire, but I also can't pretend there aren't still feelings there.
Yikes.
So I need to hear from your listeners who've been through this. Do you give someone another shot after they left and came back, or is this how you end up starring in your own cautionary tale? Thanks, guys.
Wow. I mean, part of me wants to say, yeah, sure, give it another shot, but then every part of the situations that we've seen play out on the show says, yeah, probably not a good idea.
There are some things that give me pause here.
Yeah.
With her behavior.
Yeah.
She leaves you, says she never wants to see you again. Ouchie. She goes to this other dude, engaged after a month.
Yeah, gets engaged.
Then leaves him.
Yeah.
And is now knocking on your door after saying, I never, ever, ever want to see you again. This feels very chaotic.
It does feel a little chaotic.
If
and it
we're
does
outsiders
feel like,
looking in, it looks chaotic.
It does feel like maybe your ex, this person, is the type of person who needs to be in a relationship.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I know there are people who are like that.
She sounds a little impulsive, too.
That can be fun.
Could be fun. But it's like, what's to say that she's not going to slingshot out of your life again?
Yeah,
that's the way she did the first time.
I mean,
she not only did that to you, but then this other guy.
Right.
So
do you reach out to the other guy?
That I don't know. That track record, though, is not great, I feel like, for you, Blake, in your situation. Like, I wouldn't go placing my bets on her to be your long-term person. When she's got track record. She's just boomeranging.
Like, part of me wants to say, okay, well, don't, like, date her. But, you know, you could be friends with her. But then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, there's those feelings that are, you got confused.
Right.
You're going to get confused. You're going to think that, you know, friends. And then all of a sudden, it's not going to be friends. And then you're going to wind up in the same situation.
Like, maybe she had hashtag regrets.
Yeah.
She realized you were actually the better fit.
Yeah.
But just the way that she handled everything very chaotically, to me, just seems like too big of a gamble.
All right, we've already got some people rolling in on the text line. So 502-795-1997, especially if you've been in this situation, if you've welcomed someone back like this, what happened? Maybe that can help.
These situations, I think, are very detail-specific.
Yeah.
And person-specific. I think it can work. But in this particular situation, with seeing her track record, don't know.
Yeah. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. On 99.7 DJX with group therapy. So our listener Blake doesn't want to get burned by the same woman twice, but he can't help but feel real feelings. It's 99.7 DJX group therapy, and that's kind of the situation we're in. She's an ex. Broke up with him.
Said I never want to see you again.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes. And then gets engaged to the other guy.
Within a month.
Breaks up with him. Now, reaching back out. Yeah,
and
exactly.
They go to Applebee's and she's holding his hand and all the things.
And he gets confused. And I get it.
What
I get
happened?
It.
You're... What just happened?
I get it. It's all going so fast.
I know. Brittany says on text, he loves your show. Us, as listeners, must protect him at all costs. Run like a turkey.
run like a turkey. Andrea, what's your take on this?
Sounds like she might have been seeing the other guy, and he said, you have to remove all contact. So she said, I'll never want to see you again, and then regretted it because the other guy said, hey, if we're going to be together, you got to remove all contact with the other guy.
Oh.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
It almost sounds as if you're giving him hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe we dip our toe in and see what the situation was. But if I'm her, though, and this other guy's laying down that kind of an ultimatum, isn't that a giant red flag, though?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why she got out of it pretty quickly after she got into it. Sounds like.
Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is this Andrea the Love Doctor?
Yes, it is, my man.
Hey,
Doctor.
What's your take on this?
Well, I've done this. I've been through this twice. So, no. This obviously I was much younger at the time, but no, this is a train wreck waiting to happen. She will slingshot right back out of his life after a few months, just like Kelly says. She's what they call, in our line of work, as a love doctor, an avoided attachment. No,
right.
It's a bad idea. If he wants to hang out with her and have fun, great. But as far as dating her again, no, she's a giant red flag. She's got attachment issues. Until she fixes that, she's going to do the same with him or any other man that she comes in contact with. And I will say this. When you tell me you don't ever want to see me again, I'm done. Okay. There's no coming back from that.
That's a pretty definitive statement.
It is.
Absolutely. 100%. No way. He needs to level up and level out and get away from her now.
Andrew, the Love Doctor. Thank you, buddy.
Come on, loving.
Yeah, Jody says, if she did that, she's not searching for someone. She's just searching for someone to say that she's with someone. She isn't interested. She just wants to fill up the partner spot whenever it's empty. No, she isn't mature, clearly, and this man deserves better than that. Search for a kinder woman, one that won't ditch you for an ex.
All right, Lisa sent us a voice note on text.
As someone who gave up the dating world because people live in the past, I would say give this a shot if you think that's what you want to do. So that if it doesn't work out, you can go into your next relationship fully present. Honestly, though, I think Kelly's right. I don't think this is going to work out.
And Amy sent us a voice note as well.
I get the whole giving someone a second chance, but Ben, I think you should cue the Beauty and the Beast cautionary tale. This guy needs to run far, run fast, run hard. If she's done it once, she's going to do it again. I say don't go.
Is she talking about?
Taylor's oldest time. Listen, I think the writing's on the wall. What the hell, any Melanie says, I agree with the Love Doctor. Trina wants a Love Doctor's number because she needs to start a relationship advice podcast with him.
Well, she said in all caps, listen to me carefully. No! Now, listen, Alex rolls in on Facebook and says, as a guy who's literally been in this same situation in my 20s, I have to say, this will never work. She does not crave you. She wants the shiny new thing, though. She will always see another guy and wonder. This will also translate to material goods, too. Wanting the expensive new item. 10 minutes later, wanting something else.
Oh, yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Block her. You deserve way better.
Well, and Kara was this girl. She says on text, coming from a girl who has burned guys before like this, I always thought it was them, but it took me a long time to realize it was me, and I needed time to fix me. She may not see that yet, but absolutely do not go back.
That's a very mature statement.
That's a very mature. Yeah, well, that's someone that figured it out for themselves and had to do some hard looking in the mirror and realize the common thread in all these failed relationships is me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Blake. Applebee's. Texted, we leave it at Applebee's.
Someone said, I feel like your caller, Andrea, may have actually been the actual girl. Andrea, is that true? Is that true? she's just like, give him a chance. You know, maybe this is the situation. Just give him a chance. So, all right. Thank you. Blake, it doesn't look like it's great. The shiny thing.
Yeah, all of us are kind of saying if you decide to go back down this road again, I think you're going to set yourself up for another heartbreak.
And as our listener Savannah said, to paraphrase Steve Harvey, never let a woman tell you twice she doesn't want you.
Wow.
Look at that.
That's poignant.
Thank you, Savannah. Vis-a-vis Steve Harvey. All right.
Wow.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for the messages. And Blake, keep us posted on what happens.
By the way, Trina says, I love how aware our peanut gallery is. Look at us, older millennials being mental health professionals. Look at that.
Look at that. We love it.
And Trina, we look forward to your podcast with Andrew, the Love Doctor.
Yeah, for sure. Have us as guests sometimes.
Yes.
All right, Blake, keep us posted. Thank you for reaching out. That's Group Therapy.